Yeah, I mean, all I, you know best. All I care about is winning. He can tell you from experience, I genuinely mean that. I could care less if I throw five touchdowns or five interceptions. If we win the game, I'm going to be the happiest guy in that locker room. Obviously we have a lot to work on, myself included. You can always, whenever we lose, anything goes bad, put it all on me because I can handle it. I have no problem doing that. As the leader of the offense, I need to do a better job at my position, and we'll be better. I can promise you that. I work my tail off, and I'm going to continue to work my tail off until this thing gets fixed.
How did you feel about working out on some of those runs today?
It was good. I never ran that far in Fresno, so it was good to, that Coach Brano wanted to, put that in the run game. I feel very comfortable doing it. It's something that I did a little bit in college. So it's not something that we'll make a living doing. But it's one more thing that people have to be ready for, and make them play that backside a little bit slower. I felt comfortable doing those kind of things.
How'd you feel about the O-line? Do you feel like they protected for you better?
I always think they do a great job. Even if I get hit every play, they're fighting their tail off just to make sure I don't get hit. And so anybody trying to do that for me, I appreciate. So I thought they did a great job all day. Yes. No, I saw the pressure. It was just like we saw on tape. Saw the pressure, saw the coverage, saw 25. I saw everything, and I felt a little color on my left side, so I tried to get it out quicker. I made a bad decision. Don't get me wrong. I'm just explaining the whole play. But I saw it all. I threw it. I have to see the tape, honestly, to be able to give you a better answer, but I saw it. I saw it right. But maybe I should have, pumped inside, worked outside. But those things will come. I got to do a better job. I can't turn the ball over, obviously. That's not good for anybody. But I'll get those things fixed.
Is there a couple of receivers that have some problems with the prospect for you today? Is a rookie quarterback, are you confident enough to get on
them
after that? Can you say something to them?
Honestly, something about our team, which is really cool, they don't care how old anybody is. We're all one. We all have the same mindset. And I'm not a big, chew someone out because if I throw a pick, I don't want them to come get in my face kind of a thing. I don't even think anyone wants to be demeaned like that. But at the same time, if someone were to come up to me and say, hey, you're better than that, absolutely. And I appreciate that. I appreciate my teammates doing those kind of things. So as a rookie, so to speak, on this team, it really doesn't matter because we have a great locker room. We have a great team. I love this team, man. And, got a lot of talent, but that kind of stuff in there, it just doesn't matter. If something happens, we're there for each other to help each other out.
Did you talk to James Jones after his fumble? I'm guessing he was pretty down after that.
Yeah, I mean, James is, you look at the stats. I mean, the guy is, has to be top two touchdowns in the past, 5 years? The guy is a great player. Led the league in touchdowns 1 year recently. He's a good guy. Obviously, I feel very comfortable with him. I give him a lot of chances. So when it happened, I don't need to say anything to James. I went up to him, was like, hey, you good? And he's a professional. He's like, yeah, my bad. No, let's go get the next one, kind of a deal. And that's all it is. This whole thing, this whole deal, I can guarantee you, I hear, the thing you hear is the same old thing, same old thing. Well, this is not the same old thing, man. Those guys in that locker room are so determined to get this thing right. I don't believe that it's the same old thing. And we're going to get it right. I promise you that. We're going to fix things, and I'm going to get better. And we're going to get better as a team. I can promise you that.
Derek, the team was able to run the ball a little bit better in the second half.
Yeah.
For the most part, the running games did not exist for this offense. How tough has that been making for you guys to do anything on offense, knowing that you're not getting anything out of the ground?
Yeah, and they had the ball. they had the ball a lot in the first quarter, really the first half, and they got two scores real quick. So it's kind of hard to, in some situations, yes, we stayed true to who we are, but some situations you kind of got to go get that score, and then they get the field goal. You want to get another score before the half. So, sometimes you can't stick with some of the things that we're doing. I thought we ran the ball. I thought Darren ran really hard. I thought Latavius did a great job when he was in. I think – The run game wise, we definitely did a lot better this week. I mean, obviously we did a good job. Again, I got to get back to the film and see if I can make better checks, see if I can do better, you know, to help that. But we'll get that right. It just depends on the play call. To think back on it, you know, it happens so fast. You know, you see something, you change something. I can't remember exactly, off the top of my head, I was just trying to think for you. I can't remember. We did, obviously. We do, but I don't remember compared to last week.
Did you want to beat me once late that forced the second interception?
Yes.
For the most part, you guys seemed to have him know where he was going to be and do a relatively decent job.
Absolutely. And on that last play, that one's my fault. That was totally my fault. I knew the protection, I knew the route. I knew that he was going to have to be coming free on that play based on the call that we made. They ended up peeling with the hot throw, so I really had a rookie deal right there. I knew what to do. I went to throw the hot, they did it, but instead of throwing it away, I tried to hold on to the ball longer, and that's my fault. That has nothing to do with the offensive line. That was totally my fault. I got to get the ball. I just got to throw it away. If they peel like that and take away the hot, I got to get it out. So that's my fault. They did a great job the whole game, including that play. That one is not on them at all. Yeah, the jump from the first week to the second week is, everyone was telling me it is what it is. Obviously you go out and play against one of the best players in the world. Your second game, the game doesn't slow down. I can't say that. The game is always fast. I don't care what anybody says. That game is fast. But from knowing what to do, from being more into the protection calls, from making protection calls, I challenged myself a lot today to do those kind of things. And to be better at those than I was last week.
What did it feel like on your first official game on
the team? Oh, I loved it. I love our fans. I'll say it forever. We have the best fans in the world in any sport. I love them. That place was rocking. You can just see it driving in here. How much they love us, how much they love this team, and how much, passion they have towards us. I love passionate people because I'm passionate myself. So playing here for the first time for a real game, was awesome. And, I look forward to playing for a long time, in front of them.
What do you think it says about the team that you're the top rusher?
That certain play just happened to work out. It was schemed correctly to where it could be a big play. But again, when they scored early, we had to get kind of away from our runs. Or else that wouldn't be the case. I can promise you I won't be the leading rusher for this team.
Did he get in the black hole?
Couple more guys.
Yeah, he might have been. Obviously, I got to keep that a secret, but he might have been.
People left
the same. They'll be all right. They're going to be just fine. They have a great coaching staff and great players.
Is there a real sense of urgency to try to get some of these mistakes corrected before things get kind of spiral out of control? You know, 16 games.
Oh, yeah. I mean, trust me, in every game, no matter what year you are, there's mistakes in games. It doesn't matter if you've played it for a long time or this is my second start. There's going to be mistakes always. And so when I say mistakes, it's just things that happen in a football game. And so I got to get those fixed. And like I said, you can always put everything on me because I can handle it. If we don't do something right, put it on me. You can call me the worst name in the book. You guys can say whatever you want. I can handle it, I promise. So the thing that I want our offense to focus on is just grinding every day because, whether it's today or tomorrow or whenever it is, we're going to turn this thing around and we're going to do the things we need to do to win football games. And if we don't, I promise you I'm going to go down working my tail off into the ground trying. But I'm confident that we'll do the things the right way. But you can always put it, anything that goes wrong, you can put it on me.